Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Kingdom Prayers 3. We shall take our Bible reading from James chapter 5, verses 16. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed and restored. The heartfelt and persistent prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much when put into action and made effective by God. It is dynamic and can have tremendous power. I have just read from the Amplified Bible. Rhoda grew up in a church where prayer was a major emphasis. Members could pray for hours at a stretch, sometimes up to 12 hours. However, the church lacked strong teaching on the word of righteousness and godly living. Despite their fervent prayers, many of the members lived unrighteous lives, which resulted in broken marriages and numerous other struggles. Their prayers appeared ineffective because they did not walk in righteousness. When Rhoda moved away from home, she started attending a Bible-based church that emphasized the Word of God and faith. Her spiritual growth in righteousness flourished, but the church assembly lacked a robust prayer culture. While they studied the Word deeply, the lack of fervent prayer meant the manifestation of God's power was limited. A recurring issue in many churches is a lack of balance between prayer and righteous living. Churches that emphasize prayer often neglect to teach the practical application of righteousness in daily life. As a result, though their prayers are fervent, they are not as effective as they could be because righteousness is essential for powerful prayers. Conversely, Bible-based churches that focus on faith and righteousness sometimes fall short in the area of persistent, spirit-filled prayer. This creates a gap in the release of God's dynamic power. Go into today asking the Lord to help you grow in both righteousness and fervent spirit-led prayer. Remember, the combination of righteous living and persistent prayer makes tremendous power available. Prayer, Lord, help me walk in righteousness and develop a powerful prayer life. Teach me to balance devotion to your word with fervent prayer so that I can live a life that manifests your power and glory. Amen. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Psalms 128 to 130. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Psalms 128 to 130.
Psalm 128, a song of ascents.
Blessed are all who fear the Lord, who walk in obedience to him. You will eat the fruit of your labor. Blessings and prosperity will be yours. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Yes, this will be the blessing for the man who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you live to see your children's children. Peace be on Israel.
Psalm 129, a song of ascents.
They have greatly oppressed me from my youth.
Let Israel say.
They have greatly oppressed me from my youth, but they have not gained the victory over me. Plowmen have plowed my back and made their furrows long. But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the cords of the wicked.
May all who hate Zion be turned back in shame. May they be like grass on the roof, which withers before it can grow. Reapers cannot fill their hands with it, nor those who gather fill their arms. May those who pass by not say to them, "The blessing of the Lord be on you. We bless you in the name of the Lord."
Psalm 130, a song of ascents.
Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my cry for mercy. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? But with you there is forgiveness, so that we can, with reverence, serve you. I wait for the Lord. My whole being waits, and in his word I put my hope. I wait for the Lord more than watchmen wait for the morning. More than watchmen wait for the morning. Israel, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. He himself will redeem Israel from all their sins.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.